$434,000 grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission will be used by Walker County to complete the Chickamauga Battlefield Connector Trail. I'm Joe Legee. On this episode of Walker This Week, we'll learn how the funds will be used to link two existing surface trails to complete a 2.2-mile trail system from the Chickamauga Battlefield to downtown Chickamauga.
This is going to make a tremendous impact on the quality of life for our community, for our residents to be able to use this. You know, now a lot of people that go to the Chickamauga Battlefield from the city of Chickamauga or the surrounding communities have to get in their cars because there's a major highway that's not safe to cross necessarily on a bicycle or by foot. And so this will give people a solid surface, 10-foot wide pathway to go from the city of Chickamauga to the battlefield without having to get in a vehicle.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to be working alongside fellow Northwest Georgia residents to create trails where people live so that people can enjoy the benefits of getting outside in their daily lives, get to know their neighbors, get to know what makes this place special. And the more people that know and love Northwest Georgia, the more people that know and love their neighbors, the stronger our community will be. Our work to date over the last 30 years that we have worked in this region include projects like securing public access for the Tennessee River Walk, designing, developing, creating the South Chickamauga Creek Greenway. Those two trail corridors create an amazing community amenity, and we want to expand the quality of life benefits that regional trails can provide. And we're so grateful that we can be a partner alongside Walker County and the city of Chickamauga to create the next great regional trail connection to one of our region's most treasured natural and cultural assets with the Chickamauga National Military Park. And we are also incredibly grateful for the philanthropic relationships that see the benefit of improving the quality of life through trail connections. We would not be here today without the generous and long-standing support of the Lyndhurst Foundation and the Riverview Foundation, both of whom are supporting Trust for Public Land in this endeavor.
I wanted to send my congratulations on a project that has the potential to positively grow the economy of Northwest Georgia. The trail holds immense promise for bolstering tourism and boosting local businesses by providing a direct link to the Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park in downtown Chickamauga. Over 1 million people visited Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park last year, and this trail will help connect tourists directly to all the wonderful locally owned businesses of Chickamauga. Recreational tourism drives economic growth, creates job opportunities, and supports local businesses. And the Battlefield Connector Trail has the potential to increase spending on accommodations, dining, retail, and other tourism-related services.
When I heard about it and Eric was telling me about it, like all I could think about is all the people that are already coming to the battlefield that now they're going to be able to come into Chickamauga and spend those dollars, and we're going to be able to take those dollars and invest it back into our communities. And that's so important for our area, let alone just the region and being a part of all of that. This isn't just affecting us, it's going to be affecting our region and what happens for our region in tourism and people coming here from other areas is just gonna boost what we are already trying to do here in Walker County.
I didn't know this day was gonna come in my lifetime. I'm 78 years old and all I got to say is wow. A heartfelt thanks to all who have pulled this project together and getting us to this point. I started putting this project together before I retired from the city in September 13th. Public hearings were held, plans and specs were completed, environmental reviews were completed. I remember we had to check the trail and see if we had any in-demand bats on the trail. I said, I'll take care of anything from Indiana's on that trail, but we didn't have any. But I never could get it to construction. Funding issues. The original trail was going to parallel the railroad track. That brought on some issues. But I never admit myself in the city could not get it to the construction phase. I surely thank the city of Chickamauga, and I thank Walker County for not letting this project just die. Thank you very much.
Construction on the trail could start as early as late summer, with the project wrapping up by the end of the year. Next week, on the heels of the success of the Walker Rocks mural in downtown Lafayette, work begins on the next tourism-centric public art piece in Rossville. Don't want to wait until next week. Join us online anytime at walkercountyga.gov or on the social media platform where you found this video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again real soon.